Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Big Show, served up hot and fresh on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day, live from the G-Winder Plumbing Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler with me as well. Don't forget, Packers All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari, the new $100 million man, joins us coming up this afternoon at 4:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking forward to talking with him. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with WWL in New Orleans and the New Orleans Pelicans, he is Mark Menard. Mark, thanks so much for coming on again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I guess first off, I'm assuming that you all figured Drew Holiday probably was not long to be a Pelican with all the rumors floating around here the last week or two, and probably weren't that shocked that he actually got moved.
That seemed to be kind of the writing on the wall. We don't really know anything concrete for sure, and obviously, you know, covering these teams amid a pandemic has gotten to be a little bit more challenging because you're not in the facility, you're not getting to see people face to face, so you kind of only get the information they want you to have. So there's no real scuttlebutt to be had these days. But you know, he has a contract in place that, you know, he was going to have a player option next year where he could opt out, and I'm guessing that they didn't think he was going to opt in. And if that's the case, then, you know, that means you've got him for one more year. And you definitely want to get something for him before he walks out the door. And I think that's probably what spurred this on. You know, he's 30 years old, and this is a deal that's going to give him a chance to try to challenge for a ring while he's still in his prime. And look, you guys are getting a heck of a player.
So, yeah, and that's my question. So what are we getting? What is his strong suits there, Mark?
One of his strong suits is that he doesn't really have any weak suits. But the biggest thing is his defense. You know, he is a fantastic on-the-ball defender. He's prolific at shutting down whoever he decides he wants to shut down. You know, he was an all-first-team defensive player the last time the Pelicans made the postseason. Which was, you know, three seasons ago at this point. And, you know, two seasons ago, he was a second teamer. This year, he just missed the cut for all defense again. So his defense is well respected throughout the league. And I think, you know, everybody knows what a great defender he is. In fact, when I see people get asked, you know, who's the most underrated player in the NBA, if they're asking players who are currently playing, almost all of them say Drew Holiday. So while he doesn't get a lot of the national publicity, he is definitely respected by his peers. And look, on offense, he's a solid ball handler. He's played point guard a number of different times for us over the years. He can create his own offense. He can get to the cup. He can shoot from the outside. He's basically just a really good all around player. There's nothing he doesn't do well. But in terms of what he does the best, obviously it's the defensive side of the ball, where a lot of players, you know, quite frankly, don't want to put in the effort. He just relishes it.
Mark, you know the people in Milwaukee are thinking about what just happened in Miami. So can he help them win to beat Miami? Because that's what it's all about. I know people are looking at the Brooklyn Nets, but I don't know how that chemistry will work out with Steve Nash. But basically, I'm focused on Miami. And I think that was the issue with beating Miami. The guard play wasn't up to the levels. In my opinion, I think he can, because he can do a lot of things. How do you think he fits in the Boone's offense? You know, wide open, a lot of threes and things of that nature.
Well, the offense he's coming out of was a lot like that. Alvin Gentry's defense is very wide open. It's very, quick, fast-paced. It's all about getting down, getting a good shot early, and then getting back and playing defense. And the Pelicans played at one of the fastest paces in the entire NBA under Alvin Gentry. So if you're looking for somebody who can play in a wide-open offense, he's got experience doing it. That's the system he's kind of coming out of, and I think he'll do well. Look, like he's very tenacious on both sides of the ball, and he never seems to really get tired. So I think that if that's what you're looking for, I think he can do that for you.
Talking with Mark Menard here of WWL. New Orleans, and of course with the New Orleans Pelicans. Mark, I got another thing here. For people locally here in Milwaukee that don't know a ton about Drew Holiday, can you tell the story about him stepping away from basketball for a season? Because I think that speaks a tremendous amount about character.
Yeah, look, Drew's been through a lot of adversity, and it wasn't a full season, but he did step away for an extended period of time a few years ago because of his wife was dealing with a couple of issues. She had his wife is Lauren Holiday, and if you don't know who Lauren Holiday is, she was a member of the Women's World Cup team, soccer player, and a very good one. And so she's, you know, an athlete in her own right. And when she was pregnant with their first child, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. So he stepped away from the game to kind of help her battle that and get through it. She had to have surgery to have it removed. And all the while, again, throughout all this, she's pregnant. So Drew was right there by her side. And the team was you know, you got to give it to the team that they let him, you know, have the time he needed, and he stepped away from the game to take care of that. And look, when he came back, you know, when she got healed up, you know, they thank goodness they got the tumor out, and there was no traces of it coming back, and she gave birth to their little girl. And when he came back, look, he hit the ground running, and he was ready to go, you know, full force, just like always. So I think he's a high character guy. I know that the people here in New Orleans have really fallen in love with him, especially in the wake of the Anthony Davis trade, and how there's the sentiment that Anthony Davis kind of spurned this city, and he's kind of persona non grata around here since, you know, kind of forcing his way to the Lakers. But Drew Holiday, through it all, was the guy who stuck around. And look, the city of New Orleans, if you love it, it'll love you back real hard. And Drew Holiday is that kind of a guy, and he does a lot off the court as well for charities, and he's just an all around high character, high motor, solid teammate. I really can't say enough good about the guy. You guys are getting a fantastic player in Drew Holiday.
Let me ask you this, you know, and it's great to get someone else's perspective of the Milwaukee Bucks. Outside looking in, they get, you know, they lose a couple years ago to Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals. They get bounced by the Miami Heat. The Bucks go and make these two trades here to try to bring in some shooters. What's your assessment of the Milwaukee Bucks up until this point?
As someone who, you know, covers a team in the Western Conference, you know, and you guys are quite far away from us. We don't get a ton of chance to see the Milwaukee Bucks other than a couple of times They play the Pelicans, twice a year. But in terms of the perception, it just seems like a team that is kind of squandering a generational talent at the moment, just because of their performance in the playoffs. They run roughshod over the NBA in the regular season. And then when the rubber meets the road in the playoffs, it seems like they come up a little bit short, and that Giannis himself comes up a little bit short. And look, that's a perception we can relate to here, because that's kind of the perception of the Pelicans, I think, as well, under Anthony Davis, is that we often didn't even make the playoffs under Anthony Davis, despite the fact he was always listed as a top five player in the league. So I think there's kind of a parallel there, and I understand the perception that the franchise is trying to put some talent around Giannis in order to keep him from walking. And that, to me, is kind of what this trade looks like, is, trying to show him that they're willing to put in the work to put some people around him and try to push for a title. But look, you guys have a window that's still open. And at least that's what it looks like from here. But you're going to have to, find a way through, what is quickly becoming a very tough Eastern Conference. With the rise of the Miami Heat, and now we know what Brooklyn's going to bring to the table starting next year with KD, getting back into the game, and as they push to add talent around him and Kyrie.
Let's hope it's not James Harden. That's all I have to say about that.
But the point is, the path that you guys had in previous seasons was a little easier than what it's probably going to be this year, and I think the window's still open for Milwaukee, but. I think you're going to have to strike soon if you want to try to get a ring.
Mark, I appreciate you coming on, as does Gary and Leroy, and thanks so much, and good luck to you and Zion Williamson and the Pelicans going forward.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks a lot. The future is very bright down here, and I trust in what David Griffin's doing with this move, and I think he's going to put some pieces in place around Zion. Obviously, we want to re-sign Brandon Ingram this offseason, but look, the future is very bright down here. We're very pleased.
No doubt about it. Take care, Mark. Appreciate it. There he is, Mark Menard on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. If you are on hold, we will get to you coming up next. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. The segment sponsored by Tally's Tap and Eatery, celebrating Tuesday with tacos special starting at $2 plus $3.50 pricing and Corona beers. Tally's Tap and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.